The Alaska Volcano Observatory is celebrating its 25th anniversary today. It was created in 1988, 2 years after a large eruption of Augustine Volcano near Homer created problems for the Anchorage area and the airport. The next year, in December 1989, Mount Redoubt erupted, sending an ash plume more than 30,000 feet in the air. When a passenger jet on its way to Anchorage encountered the ash, it lost power to all four engines. The airplane plummeted nearly 20,000 feet before the pilots were able to regain control and land safely in Anchorage. John Power is the scientist in charge of AVO and has been with the agency since its first year. He says that dramatic airline incident highlighted one of the main hazards from volcanic ash.
That particular event really propelled what we do in Alaska and internationally to deal with volcanic eruptions, particularly those that produce these large ash plumes. That particular event spawned a whole number of efforts to educate pilots about how to deal with the hazards from volcanic ash. The airline industry, you know, large engine manufacturers, aircraft manufacturers began to take it much more seriously at that time. The Volcano Observatory here, we worked very hard with, you know, for example, the Airline Pilots Association, the International Air Carriers Association, to develop warning protocols to help keep aircraft and volcanic ash separated. And we've been fairly successful here in the North Pacific at doing that. There were a whole number of other efforts involving other federal and state agencies to try and come together and deal with that problem at that time. And really, we've been very successful over 25 years in keeping these two aircraft and volcanic ash separated.
How much has AVO's network of seismic and other monitoring instruments expanded since then?
When we first began, we were really a very small program. We really only looked at Mount Spur, Mount Redoubt, Mount Iliamna, and Augustine, really those volcanoes right here in south central Alaska. As the need and the hazard for understanding volcanic ash plumes expanded, we began to expand into the Alaska Peninsula and into the Aleutian Islands. Of the 52 historically active volcanoes in the state, we eventually began to operate seismic instrumentation, on-the-ground instrumentation, on 32 of those 52 historically active volcanoes.
Besides monitoring volcanoes, the AVO does a lot of research on volcanoes around the state. Describe some of those projects and what the goal is with that type of research.
Sure. What we're interested in the observatory, or what we say our mission is to understand and warn of hazardous volcanic activity. We have a big program of monitoring volcanoes in real time, but we also are very, very interested in how the volcanoes have behaved in the past. We perform a whole number of geological studies looking at, you know, when these volcanoes have erupted, even prehistorically, how big was the eruption? How far did the ash fall? You know, is this volcano likely to impact communities at great distance? Is this volcano, you know, have very infrequent but very large eruptions? Does it erupt all the time? We perform a whole number of geological investigations associated with those. And we've done that, you know, at many, many of the volcanoes in the state at this point in time, although we still have a great deal more to learn.
How challenging is it to maintain the same level of service during this time of federal sequester and other budget cutting?
It has been difficult for us. We have seen declines in our budget. We've had to do some things like defer some of our maintenance. It is very expensive to operate most of the instrumentation that we place on these volcanoes. As we all know, Alaska has a lot of remote areas. Our volcanoes are very remote. It's very expensive to access them. All of our sensors are, you know, designed to have a long life. You know, we have a 3 to 5 year maintenance turnaround on them. They're all solar powered. But it is very expensive. And with, you know, with the economy as it is and declines in the federal budget, most of AVO is funded through an appropriation to the U.S. Geological Survey. We have had to defer maintenance, and we are at this point in time struggling in some areas to keep all of our instruments operational.
In light of what you talked about as far as the scientific value going back and knowing the history of eruptions and how that might kind of give information for future eruptions with volcanoes. What's lost when you have to take some of these monitors offline as far as that continuity in history and also for public safety when you can no longer keep some of them maintained and operating?
Right. The way that the whole thing works when these instruments are no longer in operation, we, of course, lose our long-term baseline force of observation. It's sort of, you know, a good analogy to think about here is when you go to the doctors, he takes your blood pressure, looks at a lot of things, he keeps a long-term medical history going. We begin to lose some of that when these instruments go offline. When they go off completely, then what we've lost is our ability to what we call forecast or give advance warning of an erupted, you know, of a potential eruption. We still maintain a number of instruments around the state that will allow us to detect eruptions. And we use satellite imagery and we monitor that daily so we usually can detect eruptions after they've occurred, but it's this advance warning that really begins to be lost when the ground-based monitors are no longer maintained.
John Power is the scientist in charge of the Alaska Volcano Observatory. AVO is celebrating its 25th anniversary today.